of Hollywood knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Woo!
Steve is in Santee. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing real well, pal. Thanks for asking. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, go get a cup of coffee.
All right, good luck.
Do you actually get coffee when you're out there? What do you do
this morning? So
what do you do when you're out there?
Meander.
Steve, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
You got it.
Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing their minds. One woman said, quote, has my entire life been a lie? In what movie was Jennifer's character taught the bend and snap?
I have no idea.
Johnny Depp is warning fans that scammers are impersonating him online. What Johnny Depp movie has him playing a young man with scissors for hands?
Edward Scissorhands.
There have been reports that Garth Brooks' classic album, No Fences, recently popped up on Spotify. Has this record sold more or less than 20 million copies in the U.S.?
I want to say more.
Bill Murray kicked off a U.S. tour in Chicago over the weekend, covering songs from Bob Dylan, The Kinks, and more. He's not much of a singer, but his fans probably don't care. In Ghostbusters, did he play Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, or Egon Spengler?
Egon Spengler.
And finally, Eric Stonestreet says his Modern Family co-stars are so close he's going to grow old with them. Who does Eric play on Modern Family?
Phil.
Let's get Tam back in. Steve, where are you off to today?
Off to work. We build steel structures.
Oh, okay. Steel structure Steve from Santee. A lot of S's there.
Nice.
Did one out of five.
Okay.
Tammy, Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing it. Have you seen that video?
Yes.
It's like, where did that voice come from? Apparently the one she's been using has been kind of a fake the entire time. One woman said, quote, has my entire life been a lie? In what movie was Jennifer's character taught the bend and snap?
That is the Reese Witherspoon. Oh, my God. She's got the pink thing. She's going to college. She's going to be...
Wow.
I know.
It's like Reese Witherspoon's most famous movie ever.
I know. It's with her little dog, and he's saying I can't get into Harvard. What the heck is the name of it?
Well, I don't know, but you got 3 seconds to guess it.
What is wrong?
It's an unknown movie called Legally Blonde.
Okay, shut up. You know I know it. I couldn't pull the title.
Well, Steve didn't know it either.
Stop.
So it's...
I didn't know it either.
We're still deadlocked at zeros. Johnny Depp is warning fans that scammers are impersonating him online. What Johnny Depp movie has him playing a young man with scissors for hands?
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Don't stop. I had a...
Okay, all right. Good God.
Well, you always go to me, it exists. I know it does.
All right. Steve, keep in mind, I'm not saying a word.
I know.
It's 1-1. Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay. No, apparently not.
Okay.
I'm not that well today, I guess.
There have been reports that Garth Brooks' classic album, No Fence, has recently popped up again on Spotify. Has this record sold more or less than 20 million copies in America?
I'm going to say more.
It sold less. It's only sold 18 million.
Oh, jeez.
Garth is still doing okay, and you both got that wrong, so still 1-1. Bill Murray kicked off a U.S. tour in Chicago over the weekend, covering songs from Bob Dylan and the Kinks, and he's not much of a singer, but his fans probably don't care. In Ghostbusters, did he play Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, or Egon Spengler?
Ray. No, it's Peter.
Peter Venkman. Steve went with Egon, so it's still, look at this, 1-1. And finally, Eric Stonestreet says his Modern Family co-stars are so close, he's going to grow old with them. Who does Eric play on Modern Family?
Cam.
He's Cam. That is right. And Steve did not know. 2-1 is the final score today. Not much of a barn burner, but still Tammy wins. So, Steve, you're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you, pal.
You are going to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
And Tammy's going to get a DVD copy of Legally Blonde so she can catch up.
Thanks.
I hate it when that happens. It's scary.
It's scary.
When your brain just locks out like that, it's scary,
Scary might be a bit of an overstatement, but okay, I'm not going to tell you how you feel. Steve, today...
I'm Steven Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.